Good morning. You are welcome to the Sunday school class of today, 19th March 2023, where we'll be discussing financial intelligence. Before we go into the lessons, let us pray. Say, gracious Father, please grant me wisdom to be able to manage my finances well for your glory. Father, we pray, Lord, that you'll grant us wisdom to be able to manage our finances well for your glory. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Last week, we discussed Christianity and wealth and considered various biblical perspectives, highlighting what the Bible says about money and wealth. After identifying some wealthy people in the Bible, such as Abraham, Jacob, Solomon, Joanna, among others, we emphasized that money is not bad for believers to have. However, trusting riches, getting wealth through the wrong means, holding wealth so dearly as if it is God, and pursuing wealth to the extreme at the expense of other core values of life is not good. Furthermore, believers should not see all wealthy people as sinners and poor people as righteous, because poor people could be saints or sinners, just as wealthy people could also be saints or sinners. We rounded off by suggesting how wealthy believers can use their wealth as a tool, such as to advance kingdom projects, promote scholarship programs, care for widows and orphans, minister to God's servants, and generally support God's work. We concluded that believers who want to be wealthy should always remember what the scripture says in Matthew 6:33, that their first care should be for God's kingdom and his righteousness, and then other things they need can be added unto them. The Sunday school lesson of today, as previously mentioned, is financial intelligence. And the Bible passage is taken from the book of Luke, chapter 19, from verse 12 to verse 26. I read, "He said, therefore, a certain nobleman went into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom and to return. And he called his 10 servants and delivered them 10 pounds. And said unto them, occupy till I come. But his citizens hated him, and sent a message after him, saying, we will not have this man to reign over us. And it came to pass, that when he was returned, having received the kingdom, then he commanded this servant to be called unto him, to whom he had given the money, that he might know how much every man had gained by trading. Then came the first, saying, Lord, thy pound hath gained 10 pounds. And he said unto him, well done, thou good servant, because thou hast been faithful in a very little, have thou authority over 10 cities. And the second came, saying, Lord, thy pound hath gained 5 pounds. And he said likewise to him, be thou also over 5 cities. And another came, saying, Lord, behold, here is thy pound, which I have kept and laid up in a napkin. For I feared thee, because thou art an austere man. Thou takest up that thou layest not down, and reapest that thou didst not sow. And he saith unto him, out of thine own mouth will I judge thee, thou wicked servant. Thou knewest that I was an austere man, taking up that I laid not down, and reaping that I did not sow. Wherefore then givest not thou my money into the bank, that at my coming I might have required my own with usury? And he said unto them that stood by, take from him the pound, and give it to him that hath 10 pounds. And they said unto him, Lord, he hath 10 pounds. For I say unto you that unto everyone which hath shall be given, and from him that hath not, even that he hath shall be taken away from him. The memory verse for today's lesson is found in Proverbs chapter 14, verse 8, and it says, "The wisdom of the prudent is to understand his way, but the folly of fools is deceit." Lesson introduction. Simply put, financial intelligence is to be financially wise. It is the knowledge and skills gained from understanding finance and accounting principles in the business world and how money is used. Proverbs 18 verse 15 says, "The heart of the prudent getteth knowledge, and the ear of the wise seeketh knowledge." To be highly successful, extra effort, skills, intelligence, and God's leading will be needed. It is not only organizations and business owners that need financial intelligence. Financial intelligence is also needed for personal finance. We have two lesson outlines. The first one, what is personal finance? And the second lesson outline, how to be financially intelligent. So we start with the lesson outline. One, what is personal finance? Personal finance can be explained under two major headlines: financial intelligence and net worth. So personal finance covers planning, just like ants do, as illustrated in Proverbs 30, verse 25, and managing personal financial activities. These personal financial activities include revenue generation, which is the process of generating income and increasing profitability; expenditures, which is the action of spending funds; budgeting, which is the process of calculating how much money you must earn or save during a period of time, and of planning how to spend it; savings, which is a portion of income not spent; investments, which refers to what is acquired with the goal of generating income or appreciating; and other financial activities. This is illustrated as the story of the man given 5 talents and who was able to gain another 5 in Matthew chapter 25, verse 20. Your personal finance reflects the level of your financial intelligence, that is, your ability to make and take smart decisions, plan properly, and live a good life. Planning properly usually involves setting financial goals. When this is done, even in the event of a sudden job loss or retirement, you will have enough to sustain you. Proverbs 10 verse 4 says, "He becometh poor that walketh with a slack hand, but the hand of the diligent maketh rich." The other aspect of your personal finance relates to your net worth, which, in addition to what you can do with your money, can indicate even greater success than having cash at your disposal. Your net worth is defined as what is left after taking your liabilities from your assets. Assets are things of value that can generate money for you, whilst liabilities include monies owed to other people or debt. Where your assets are more than your liabilities, then your net worth is positive. However, after assets are sold and debts paid, where liabilities are greater than assets, this results in a negative net worth. Lesson outline 2, how to be financially intelligent. There are 7 areas that we are going to highlight this morning on how to be financially intelligent. Number 1, develop a personal success drive and be intentional about the well-being of your finance. strive to be like Jeroboam, who was described as industrious, prompting Solomon to put him in charge of all the labor of the house of Joseph, as we see in 1 Kings chapter 11, verse 28. 2. Financial intelligence just doesn't happen to people. You need to seek knowledge and be informed. You need to invest in yourself by reading business papers and articles, attending seminars and webinars on financial literacy, getting professional advice, researching, asking questions from those who know more than you do to have an understanding, and then you must be observant. Extremely wealthy people have a thirst for knowledge, and they read constantly in order to be up to date with the knowledge needed to be even more successful. Proverbs 19:20 says, "Hear counsel and receive instruction, that you may be wise in your latter end." Number 3, you must practice what you learn and use the knowledge gained to execute the purpose for which it was acquired. Number 4, be prudent. Keep track of your spending. As much as possible, your spending must be lesser than your income, so you will have something left on the rainy day. Remember, the Bible says in Proverbs 16:21a that the wise in heart shall be called prudent. You must get rid of habits that take money away from you, such as betting, gambling, and buying unnecessary things like ashoebi and so on. Don't overreach yourself. Stop trying to catch up with others and impressing others who are probably not even interested. Again, you can afford something is not a valid reason to have it. Cut your coat according to your cloth, not according to your size. Number 5, keep proper records of your income and expenditure. That helps you to have control over your finance. You can start by creating an Excel sheet and input what you earn in a month, and then detailing your expenses, starting with your tithe. Plan ahead by anticipating income and planning what to do with it before it comes, so you are not wasteful when the resources are available. It is also helpful when you plan what to spend. That way, you can determine what can be put away for savings and investment. Number 6, surround yourself with like minds. In fact, you need to associate with people better than yourself. That way, you will move in the direction of people you associate with and get better. Proverbs 13 verse 20 says, "Walk with wise men and you shall be wise, but the companion of fools shall smart for it." Finally, pray for divine wisdom and direction on what and when to invest your resources. As the Bible advises in James chapter 1 verse 5, prayer, as we know, is the master key. We need to seek the face of God and hear from Him before we commit, especially to big investments, in order to avoid making blunders. May the Lord guide us as we seek His face and enable us to take heed of His guidance. In the name of Jesus, amen. In summary, some of the ways to fight poverty to a standstill are through successful personal finance plans and financial intelligence. And in conclusion, financial intelligence is needed in order to stay afloat of your financial game, because hardly would you find a financially intelligent person who is not successful. So let us pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, for teaching us today. Help us to apply the principles we have learned today in order to be financially intelligent. We are praying, oh Lord, even as you have opened our eyes to see even the different ways to be financially intelligent, Lord, enable us to apply the principles we have learned today. so that at the end of it all, we will be financially intelligent. In the mighty name of Jesus, we have prayed. Amen. Praise the Lord.